بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. In the ayat that we are reading, we read of the great favors which Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One was that Allah Ta'ala completely, safely, and in all aspects lifted him up from amongst his enemies and took him to the heavens. Second, that Allah Ta'ala had kept him in that, purified him, and he was staying in the company of Allah Ta'ala compared to in this world where there is so much of sin and vice. And third is that Allah Ta'ala made his followers always to be in rulership over his enemies, that is, the Christians will rule over the Jews, and this will carry on until the time when Dajjal will be set free by the in the knowledge of Allah, whichever time is appointed. Where he is in a certain island, he will be set free, and he is also from amongst the Jews. Then the Jews will immediately rally behind him, and they will become his followers and his army. And Allah will give him such things to do that it will appear that he is God, he is Allah. He will make the people die and come back to life. He will give them food. He will cause rains to come. He will cause food to come to people when people will be in dire need of food, etc. At that time, Allah Ta'ala will let Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who Allah lifted up bodily and with his ruh spiritually, he will come down. And at that time, the Jews will see that who we thought we had killed, he is coming down safely, just as he was in this dunya. In that way, he will come down again. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, with his own hand, will kill Dajjal. And then the followers of Dajjal will be killed by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, together with the army of the Muslims. And at that time, no Jew will be allowed to live. Either he accepts Islam properly, or he will be put to the sword. And the same way the Christians also. Either they will have to give up all their wrong beliefs, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is not the son of Allah, he is not Allah himself. Otherwise, they will also be killed. And no jizya, that is, a tax, will not be accepted from them as it was accepted till then. But now that will also be killed. It will be also cancelled. Only you can live if you live as a Muslim now. And yeah, it's very interesting to see that when the Jews and Christians will be killed, and the Muslim army, the Muslims who will join the Imam Mahdi, they will be his army and they will kill those people. But which Muslims? Not those that are going to churches and praying with them. They can't be the army of Imam Mahdi. Those who are acting like the Christians themselves, they will have to be killing the Christians. So how can those who are going to churches, following the Abrahamic accord and worshipping like the Jews and Christians and worshipping like the Hindus, impossible things which we could never imagine that this could ever happen, that a Muslim will do some such things. But we are seeing with our eyes, our ulama are doing those things, unbelievable things. So they will never be the army of Imam Mahdi. Those who have the true beliefs on the teachings of Islam, on Sunnat, Ma Ana Alayhi Wa Ashabi, that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us and his Sahaba, not a modern Islam and all this, all Kong Fong Islam of theirs, they will never be allowed to be part of the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will sort out all the arguments and differences that they have. And this will be in preparation that when they return to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah will sort out all their differences. all their confusion they had, their differences they had, all that will be sorted out. Thumma ilayya marjiukum, phir meri taraf hai tum sabko phir aana, then all of you will remain return to me. Fa ahkumu bainakum, phir faisla karunga tum mein, and then I will make all your decisions. Fima kuntum fihi takhtalifun, jis baat mein tum jhagadte the, all that you are arguing amongst yourself and disputing, all that it will be sorted out by Allah Ta'ala. First, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Mahdi will sort it out amongst the people. And this will be all in preparation that returning to Allah, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will sort out all this. And after this sorting out is done, the result of all that will be, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَأُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. So, wo log jo kafir hue, unko azab karunga, sakht azab. So, after I've sorted out those who will be guilty of kufr, who did not believe in me as they had to believe. They made their own beliefs and they believed in another God which they made in their mind, not in me as their Allah, as their God. So, all those people, I will give them a very severe punishment. With dunya wal akhirah, dunya mein aur akhirat mein, they will suffer that consequences in dunya also, in the akhirat also. In dunya particularly, this punishment will be that they will be deprived of the worship of Allah. They will be deprived to make ibadat of Allah. That is the worst punishment. Not this dunya's punishment of some calamity, some earthquake, some or any other type of problem. That is also Allah's punishment. But the real punishment of Allah in this dunya is when a person is deprived of correct aqidah. He does not get the tawfiq of making ibadat, etc. That is the worst punishment. And in akhirat will be the severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ, اور کوئی نہیں ان کا مددگار. And they will have nobody to help them, to support them. They can't go to run to the police, they can't run to courts, etc. Nothing, nobody will stand to help them. So that will be one side of the decision making of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, اور وہ لوگ جو ایمان لائے اور کام نیک کیے, those people who had brought ایمان and the correct ایمان, not some lopsided or some imaginary ایمان of theirs, and they did اعمال صالحة, not what they think are good deeds that all according to dunya standards to keep peace amongst the people, and they thought they are doing very good work, but it wasn't for Allah's pleasure. And it wasn't the peace and the unity which Allah wants. Their unity was with kufr. Their unity was closing the masajid. Their unity was with all the wrong things. Not that those people who did the correct, right deeds, which are according to Quran and Sunnah, taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, brought to the ummah by the sahaba, and the righteous and great ulama who brought it to us. For those people, where you are fihim ujurahum, so unko pura dega unka haq, they will be given their full reward. Yeah, at present people can mock them, people can criticize them, people can pass all types of remarks of them, but there it will be seen how Allah will reward them. Very great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So they themselves also must not be disturbed at all by all the criticism and all that. They must know what rewards they will be getting from Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ, اور اللہ کو خوش نہیں آتے بے انصاف. And Allah does not love those people who are the ظالمين, who are the wrongdoers. And the worst type of ظالمين, ظالمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, who do wrong to themselves. They doing all the wrong and they don't even realize it. That makes the wrong even worse. Compound wrong that they are doing. They doing all the wrong and they saying that we are doing. Allah innahum humul mufsidun. They are the ones who are causing the fasad in the world and causing all the wrong. So Allah does not love those people at all. Those people who stand for Iman and Amal Salihah. They are the ones whom Allah has chosen, and they will be the close ones of Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ یہ پر سناتے ہیں ہم تم کو آیتیں. These are the آیت that we are reciting to you, and this is proof of the نبوت of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. About the Jews and Christians, what they did, nobody knew. It was only through wahi, revelation, that Allah informed Nabi alayhi salam. All this took place long before the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So now Allah Ta'ala has revealed it, and this is also a clear sign of the nabuwat, of the risalat, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi and Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And also min al-ayati wa dhikri al-hakim, or bayan tahqiqi, and a true explanation and exposition of what reality is. This also helps to strengthen our iman, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the true Nabi of Allah. Allah informed him of everything, and true revelation should come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So in these ayat we are taught that we should correct our iman, and our allegiance to Islam must be corrected. Wherever we have faltered or we are faltering, to correct and mend our ways, to make tawbah and istighfar, and become the true sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala, and join with the correct approach and the correct form of Iman and Islam. And finally then, when the results will come out, we must be on the right side, not the wrong side. We must be those who have passed and not those who have failed. So it is in our hands now to make that effort to correct ourselves. Wherever we have erred, we should not be shy to make tawbah. Wherever we have made mistakes, our pride should not come in, and we still by force want to prove that even the wrong we did is right what I did. And I will stick to the wrong what I had done, and I will prove it right. That will be a destruction for a person. A person who is humble and accepts I have made mistakes, and he asks for forgiveness, then that person will be eligible for the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah guide us to righteousness. We have got this few breaths of ours left in this dunya. They are not to be wasted. They are not to make our akhirat worse still. They are that we make tawbah, correct ourselves, and that we be the successful slaves and servants of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah accept us and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.